Romans 9, the first five chapters, conformed to his image, Paul said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Amen. When I see this, and he said, who are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came. Some of you were in the first two meetings this morning. When Christ came in the flesh, he didn't come for the Gentile. And when you read the four Gospels, they are primarily, they're written and they're spoken to the Jews. That's why he came. You might say that there are two covenants here, two dispensations, as it were. When Christ walked the earth in the flesh, it was for the Israelites. And thus he was born, and he lived, and he died in the flesh. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, concerning the flesh, Christ came? And he told them 4,000 years that he was coming. It was prophesied to them that he was coming, that he would come for them. And what did they do? They rejected him. They crucified him. But now he died in the flesh. And in a sense, what really happened was everyone was surprised at the reading of the will. So you had Christ living on the earth, living for the Jews. I've often thought, boy, I could really put some twists into my will. I read about these men these old men, they have a lot of money, and they read it, and he leaves it to some waitress that brought his coffee every morning or something. Well, it's sort of like that. He walked the earth 33 years, and for 4,000 years told him he was coming, and then he dies, and they read the will. And he left it to the Gentile. And one might say the trustee of that will became the Apostle Paul, who's the Jew of Jews, the Hebrew of Hebrews. You see? The lawyer. He became like the lawyer in the thing. And he had to read the will, and it was left to the Gentiles, the heathen, the bondservant, the harlot, the sinner, perhaps you and I. Such a fact of Christ coming in the flesh for the Jew is borne out in the four Gospels. Because in the four Gospels, you and I, Gentiles, are spoken of as dogs. But when the Jews wouldn't accept him, and even crucified, he gave the inheritance unto the Gentile. Now, is there something left? Yeah, there is. I'm not here to speak on that. In essence, my grandfather, from Greece, my Greek grandfather, don't know what he'd say about, but or somebody like Gunther, a German. But in essence, an Italian, did you know that? An Italian was the first Gentile convert. A man called Cornelius. And at least four times in the gospel, Peter said, the Jews. He said, you crucified him. You hanged him on a tree. You rejected him. In Acts chapter 10, where Peter went to, he was called to go to Cornelius' house, to a Gentile. And that was a word for you and I. You remember all manner of four-footed and let down, and he said, no, I wouldn't eat anything unclean and so forth. And in Acts chapter 10, turn over to Acts chapter 10. Turn back. Acts chapter 10. And go down where we're speaking of. It's a word for you and I. But look at Acts chapter 11 now, the start of chapter 11 and verse 1. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Yeah. There it is. That's where you and I, you might say, I mean, there were exceptions, but that's where you and I really begin, is right there in Acts chapter 10. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15 through verse 17. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, the new will, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. I truly believe that most of the things that God's allowed me to speak, say, record, write, not that they'll ever mean much to anybody, but they'll mean more when I'm gone. Means more to me now, those that have gone on before me. They seem much more important to me now than when they were upon the earth. The men that I read there, I read dead men. I read about men that are dead. I listen to sermons by men that are dead. Now, they do that all over America. It's just they don't realize it, but that's another message, you see. As I've stated, the difference between the New and the Old Testament is me. I was named an heir. I was added to the will. Now, Romans, if you go back to Romans, we were in Romans, our text. Go to Romans chapter 1. A few pages forward there from where we were in Acts. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, clearly states, you see, to the Jew first. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I guess the rest of you folks are out of luck. No, wait, he's gonna help you some, you see. Because if you look in Romans 2:10, he says, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. So you folks will be okay, I guess. In Acts chapter 28, at the end of the book of Acts, a few pages, just a page or two back in my Bible, verse 25 through 28. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias, the prophet unto our father, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart, he's talking about the Jews, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they've closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Peter told the Jews on several occasions, you killed him, you crucified him, you hung him on a tree. Now, I'm not talking anti-Semitism here. And if you think that, then you're not hearing the word. Romans chapter 11, verse 28. Paul said, as concerning the gospel, talking about the Jews, they're enemies for your sakes. But look, as touching the election, they're beloved for the Father's sakes. Do you see that? Romans chapter 11, verse 28. They are yet the elect of God. But for our sakes, the Gentiles, they were the enemies of the gospel. For 33 years, Christ Jesus walked as a Jew. He was the living fulfillment of the law. He was the letter of the law for 33 years. The perfect Jew. Not to the Gentile. Not to the dog. But the Jew. All he said and did for 33 years was for the Jew. Every apostle was a Jew. But then came along who I call the 13th apostle. He set himself as one born out of due time. Saul of Tarsus became Paul the apostle. And he wrote 13 books. The 13th apostle wrote 13 books. And he was the Hebrew of Hebrews. And God called him to apostleship to a people that to him would be obscene. I mean, previous to Christ in him, he wouldn't have anything to do with them. And so, and not only he was an apostle out of due time. And if you read the Apostle Paul and speak, Peter said, man, his words, if you remember, his words, they're hard to be understood. Because he was speaking to you and I, you see. I was born on the 13th day. I was due on the 14th. My uncle, my aunt, my grandfather's sister, And I guess a few other. They were all born on the 14th day of March. But I was born March 13th. My due date was March 14th. But my mother was caught. She got caught in the bus door at Six Points. If you know anything about Corpus Christi, Texas, Six Points is still there. The bus door is not. And she got caught in a bus door, and that's right up the road from Spahn Hospital. It was a small building then. And I was due the 4th, but I was born on the 13th. I was born out of time. Saul of Tarsus was caught in a bus door on the road to Damascus. And he was born out of due time, you see. Became the 13th apostle. The 13th apostle to write 13 books to the Gentiles. If there's anything you can say in numerology about the number 13, it's the number of rebellion. Do you think they thought Paul was a rebel? You think the Jews might, what is going on? They had sent him to kill the Christians, you see. I was rebellious, he was rebellious. But one day we were made blind that we might see. He became an apostle to the Gentile. They don't follow how you, I became prophet to the same. Now, mostly they don't know what a, you know what a prophet is? And it's an inspired teacher and a proclaimer of the will of God. So don't come to me and ask me to read your fortune. That's not going to happen. Now I say unto you, are you an heir? Now, just because you're Gentile doth not an heir make, okay? An elect Gentile doth an heir make. Acts 13:48. I like Acts 13:48. I actually have that verse on an old page of an original Tyndale Bible. And that Tyndale Bible is, I don't know, 500-600 years old. And they said, what page do you want? I said, I want Acts 13. Acts chapter 13. And Acts chapter 13, they went about to preach, and this tears the Armenians up, but it's the way it is. If you ever ask an Armenian to explain this. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. Now look, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. So I say all that, I preface that to ask you this. 1348, by the way, is my birthday and my year, as God would have it. You say, well, preacher, you believe in numerology. Yeah, I believe in numerology just like I believe every other word in this book. Of course I do. Are you conformed to the image of his son? Romans 8:29. Are you conformed to the image of his son? For whom he did foreknow, he also did what? Predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, this you'd better hear. Not that you're saved or think you're saved or believe or any other delusion you may possess. I'm asking, are you conformed to the image of his son? Such is exactly why he died, that the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, may come. He said, if I don't die, he won't come. You see? If he hadn't gone away, this wouldn't have occurred. Couldn't write this verse. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I'll send him to you. Mm-hmm. This Comforter, this Testator, is the defining point to those in Christ. The heirs, he said, what did he leave you? He left me the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God, the Holy Ghost, is every bit God as Jesus the Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Baptists don't like to talk about the Holy Ghost. They get the heebie-jeebies when you go talking about the Holy Ghost. Or as the Pentecostals say, it's one Holy Ghost. They don't separate the two words, okay? But he's the defining point in those that are in Christ. My inheritance is the blessed Holy Ghost within me. But many walk contrary and claim to have the Holy Ghost. Well, that's foolishness. It doesn't even make sense. You see, because they're not conformed to the image of his son. They profess, as they say, but they don't possess. They, in essence, walk as the apostate Jews. And you might say they crucify him afresh, just on a regular basis. If you turn over to Hebrews, back to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. One of those verses you don't hear preached very often. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. How are you going to do that? You're going to get born of the Holy Ghost. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Look. Repentance from dead works and faith toward God. He said, leave it. And they're down there at the local churches right now, and that's what they're pounding into them right there. Repentance from dead works and faith toward God. They're trying to make them something that they never were born into. And they come up with a natural religion, a natural conversion. And they're trying to force them in the wheel, you see. They've never gone on to perfection. They've never been conformed to the image of his son. You might say the Bible, they've tasted the good word and even the powers of the world to come. Right there in Hebrews 5. But by their life, their thoughts, their religion, yes, their religion. Their gospel, yes, their gospel. Because that gospel then becomes just like the law of the Jews, and they crucify him afresh by the very gospel that he was, by the very law that he was. They've never been converted. Just like those Jews, they're not conformed to his image. So I'd ask you, as I always seem to examine your own self, if Christ be in you. Are you conformed to the image of his son? He walked and talked 33 years upon this earth as a Jew. But in his death, the Gentile rises. The child of God rises. The chosen rise. Baptized and buried in his death, raised with him in newness of life. The old man, the Jew, one might say, gone. There, you say, what? Well, what does it say? There's neither what? Jew, Gentile, actually says Greek. I'm sparing you. One in Christ Jesus, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. One in Christ Jesus, conformed to his image. Now that's the difference in the elect and the non-elect. It's the difference in the Jew, you might say, and the Gentile as far as the covenants. But once you're in Christ Jesus, all that goes away. I hear this basketball player got killed and they all think he's up there looking down. I'd be more apt to believe he's down there looking up, but that's another story. Conform to his image. He walked for the Jew, but he died for me and you. Are you conformed to his image?